think it's fair to say that the third film from artist turned filmmaker Steve McQueen, 12 Years a Slave, is looking like many people's certainty to clean up at the award season. Screened to huge acclaim at Toronto and Venice, and also more recently at the London Film Festival, it's the true story of a free black man in the American South who finds himself incarcerated and forced to live out his life as a slave for 12 years, hence the title. The performances are astonishing. Chiwetel Ejiofor in the central role really does give a performance which is very, very likely to win, I think, the Best Actor award. And there's very good support from Steve McQueen's regular actor of choice, Michael Fassbender, as a racist southern plantation owner. There's a very, very estimable supporting cast, also included a Benedict Cumberbatch, Brad Pitt, who I think is less successful in a kind of cameo role, and Paul Giamatti also appears. It's an incredibly sensitive film, and many people have called it the most kind of influential and adroit look at a very dark period in American history. In many ways, it's an antidote to Quentin Tarantino's Django Unchained, and a film which is really impossible to ignore. It's quite brutal, but it has moments of very, very intense poetry. It's written by John Ridley, who's the regular writer for Steve McQueen. He also wrote Shame, and before that, Hunger. And it's a film which I think is going to be impossible to ignore, and quite rightly, it shouldn't be ignored. It's a film that everybody should see.